This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we'll get into the big splash free agency-wise in just a minute here that the Commanders made yesterday. But let's listen to a bit of audio from Locker Landry from Houston talking about the deal that sent Laremy Tunsil here to D.C. to protect Jaden Daniels' blind side on the offensive line at left tackle.
The best way that I would describe Laremy Tunsil is I think he's a good player. I would say he's a top tackle. But I think this is something that your audience can relate to. He's the opposite of Trent Williams. And by that, I mean, Trent Williams, I mean, you covered him, so I don't want to speak on this. There could be something to it. But it always seems like they said that, like, in Washington, he was kind of the alpha in the locker room. He was kind of the voice. A lot of, like, holding other people accountable and stuff like that. Laremy Tunsil is kind of he's good, but He's not really gonna. He's just gonna do his own thing. I don't want to say he was a bad influence on other guys on the offensive line, but I don't think he was a good influence because I don't think everyone can move like Laremy Tunsil and be effective. So I think this is kind of a move where the Texans are getting out proactively before Tunsil is due for a next contract, and they'll have Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud to pay. And I also think it's just a complete re-shifting of the culture of one of the NFL's worst offensive lines. I always kind of compare Tunsil here to a guy that you play pickup basketball with that his team always loses 15-8, but he's always talking about how he scored all 8 points. And I don't know if that is something that goes to Washington, but that was just kind of the vibe here with when Tunsil was doing what he was doing, and he was taking care of his business. I mean, the false starts, they frustrate a lot of fans, but he's a really good pass blocker. Not a great run blocker, but not awful. But I just think it was time for a change, and I think every factor that we mentioned is kind of comes into play with this decision.
That clip was from the Craig Hoffman show on Team 980. So he joined him yesterday after the breaking news.
That was
of the
obviously
trade.
A less than glowing endorsement of him.
Right.
You're going to be hard pressed to convince me that this is a bad move. Who knows? I don't know what kind of. I mean, I know the guy had a ginormous gas mask on draft day, mm-hmm. and that plummeted his stock. So maybe character and decision-making isn't at the top of his board. But I would say we got plenty of character guys on this team to keep this guy in check. He's on a Hall of Fame track. We're getting him at the prime of his career. Maybe he's not the best team leader. I heard another reporter say, though, that he was the guy that other guys loved to hang around.
Right.
Like in the locker room. I heard him yesterday on our station.
Probably depends on the agenda. You know, Cakes brought up the statistics that Warren Sharp put out there, which have Tunsil as one of the best left tackles in the game. I brought up the next gen stats. Now, if you look at ESPN, where they broke down all of the trades, they actually give the Commanders a B minus on this trade.
Because and they of the point compensation.
To a, they, well, but they also point to a couple of stats, which aren't the best. So Tunsil's coming off a season with the 93% pass block win rate. 10th best. Now, that's a big time upgrade over what they've had, but 10th best. And a 75% run block win rate, 39th.
He also that is than Coleman. Go look at Coleman's.
I don't have Coleman's numbers in front of me.
They're at the bottom.
He also led the entire NFL in penalties, regardless of position, with 19.
Mm-hmm. That's alarming. That's something that Quinn and everybody else in the building is going to have to
every
get
one
under
of those,
wraps.
Every one of those will be annoying. I grant you that. He's a massive upgrade. I think he's made one all-pro team, five Pro Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Could be wrong about that.
Five Pro Bowls.
Yeah, I love the move. It's overall a net huge upgrade. Now, the Kinlaw thing, that one's a little bit more interesting. People really panning that one. I'm not going to act like I have any sense of that one. I thought JP made some good points during the break, though, when you compared him to John Allen.
He's a massive defensive tackle. He goes 6'5". He's listed at 320. He's probably heavier than that. And with Jonathan Allen leaving, they needed more help on that interior defensive line.
He's younger than John Allen. He's 50 pounds heavier than John Allen. He's cheaper than John Allen.
Mm-hmm,
he's a former first-round pick. Maybe you could certainly say he's been an underachiever, but apparently Dan Quinn, who's sort of the architect of this defense, has a position sort of in mind for him. What do they call it? The elephant end, whatever
that
is.
Yeah, it was a little above my head. Look, yeah. I coach 5-on-5 flag football. I didn't understand, but I read that in Quinn and Witt's scheme, they believe Kinlaw is a perfect fit.
Yeah. I'm going to defer to Quinn and Peters until
and Peters
proven
knows
otherwise.
Him. Peters was in San Francisco and helped draft him.
Right.
Now, he suffered a torn ACL, I believe, back in 2021. He had a one-year prove-it type of deal with the Jets last year.
Apparently, he proved it.
I guess he proved it.
Well, the Niners traded him to the Jets, right?
Correct.
So the Niners, I mean, you could make an argument. I don't know. You can make an argument. He underperformed, and he had injuries in San Francisco, and they got tired of it, and they shipped him out to the New York Jets.
Right.
With the Jets, he started. It's the first time he's been a starter in his career. Mm-hmm. Now, you can also say, well, that's a kid who's maturing. That's breaking in the league because he's still young and he's talented.
And
he was drafted 14th overall, I believe.
He was drafted pretty high. He's also a kid that, I mean, it's hard to call him a kid. I think he's 27 at this point, but a kid to us.
Sure.
That you root for because if you know his background, he's spent some of his time here in D.C., homeless. He emigrated from Trinidad and Tobago, was hopping around different, you know, motels, homeless shelters.
That's pretty remarkable.
Finally found his way when he went to JUCO down in Mississippi. He got close with a family that kind of took him in and didn't really adopt him, but kind of made him part of their family while he was trying to make his way to big-time college football, which he did at South Carolina. Got himself draft-worthy, first-round draft-worthy. A guy you root for and a guy he's a success story.
Right.
He went from homelessness to signing a three-year, $45 million deal with $30 million guaranteed.
He's got presumably elite talent. Anytime you take somebody in the first round, that talent base has got to be there somewhere. And then he's got character.
Yeah.
So I like it. Tunsil may be a little short on the character, but his talent, I think, is relatively off the charts.
Right.
Yeah, but outside of the gas mask marijuana deal, have there been other incidents with Laremy Tunsil?
Well, the reason why I say that is because the reporter says he may not have been a great influence on the other guys. So I'll give that guy the benefit of the doubt. He has something there that irked him.
But I think when he comes in here, he's going to sit down with Quinn and Peters and probably Bobby Wagner and the team leaders. And they're probably going to tell him, look, this whatever you're freewheeling you've been doing in the past, that's a thing of the past. You got to be part of a team culture here. It can't
I don't
just
even
be...
know if that needs to be said. But those guys are going to handle it.
Sure. It'll be
the
taken
guys
care
are going to handle it. And I didn't hear that he was like a freewheeling guy. I heard that he was a guy that was more like, I did my thing. It's up to you guys to do your thing.
Maybe there's some of that.
So that's fine. You're not going to have 53 whatever choir boys on your football team.
How many five
Stay
time
out of trouble
outside of him?
Play
how
good
many,
football.
How many five time Pro Bowlers are on this Commanders roster? Probably not a lot.
Well, can you find one?
I don't know of any.
Wagner's got to be.
Well, yeah, Wagner.
Wagner. Like, Lattimore's close at four, I thought.
Terry probably has multiple Pro Bowls, but not five.
Not a bunch. Not
so,
a ton.
So, like, if you can add that level of a talented player,
yeah,
you do it. You take the swing.
I have to tell you, again, I didn't see it coming, but I loved it when I
saw
it.
But Kinlaw, like, he made his way up to $15 million. I think he made $7.5 or $8 million last year with the Jets. And I guess I'm going to assume that Peters was in on Milton Williams from the Eagles, but he just got priced out of that because he signed for $26 million AAV with the Patriots. The Patriots went on a spending spree yesterday. They had a ton of cap space. I think it was like $121 or $122 million. I'll have to check and see where they land now after what they spent yesterday. But so he couldn't get in on that level of defensive linemen. So I guess he figured Kinlaw was kind of the next best tier.
All right, I want to hear from people. 800-636-1067. I know you're driving into work. A lot of y'all pissed off. You got to go to work again.
But I don't know. The roads look pretty empty today.
800-636-1067. What do you make of the two deals? Do you like the trade? Or are you a little skeptical? They gave up a lot. Maybe the guy's got an issue or two. He's not perfect.
Look, we knew the offensive line needed an upgrade. They went out and got one of the biggest names at left tackle in the sport. We don't know if he's going to be good. We saw this with Marshawn Lattimore. Marshawn Lattimore,
I think he's going to be good.
Marshawn Lattimore right now hasn't played with the Commanders to his reputation.
You don't have that question about Tunsil.
Well,
that's
we'll
not
see.
The same thing.
We'll see.
Lattimore was injured. You acquired damaged goods. Had been battling injury for years. This guy pretty much plays every year. Had 1 year we had an injury issue, but played 17 games last year. I don't think there's any question about what Tunsil's going to provide for you on the football field.
There's one question: the penalties.
Yeah. Well, he's going to commit penalties.
Cut down the penalties.
I don't even know if it's a question. He's going to commit penalties.
Well,
it's going to be annoying.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can stomach him being the most penalized guy in the league.
You can't tell me that the Texans didn't try to address it.
Right.
It's only one a game, Cakes.
He's gonna annoy you with penalties.
That's gonna hurt.
He's gonna annoy you with penalties.
All right.
Everyone's got warts and flaws.
I just hope he's
not everyone's a 10.
I hope everything else makes up for the ton of penalties he's gonna commit.
I think it will.
Kinlaw's gonna be one of those guys though that you're not gonna necessarily notice a ton. Like last season he started for the Jets. He had 40 tackles, 4.5 sacks, so it's gonna be generally less sacks than you got from Jonathan Allen. Not that Jonathan Allen racked up a ton. He had a couple seasons where he had more than usual. But he's just a big boy. And I think they just wanted to add some size. They were 31st in the NFL stopping the run.
Of course.
Yeah, so especially when you have, you have the Eagles on your radar.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to beat the Eagles. Out of all the teams in the NFC, the team that has taken the biggest swings to catch the Eagles is the Commanders. So they've added Debo, they've added Tunsil, they've added Kinlaw, all prior to the draft. Now, they're not going to have that many draft picks,
right?
But they've added three talented players as they go after
the
Eagles.
Music.
But they need to stop Saquon Barkley, right? Add a big boy like Kinlaw into the rotation with Daron Payne and Newton. And hopefully they'll be able to stop the run better.
By the way, this absence of draft picks, I would bet everything I own.
I said that yesterday.
I would take all of your guys' money and shove it in on Peters moving either off of 29 or off of 61.
Of course.
And, yeah, I mean,
he's going to acquire more picks.
You got to recoup the third, fourth, and fifth that you've given up.
Once you get
or at least
past
a couple of those.
Typically, once you get past whatever the threshold is in the first or second round, then it's just kind of like beauty's in the eye of the beholder. They're kind of all, you can get a guy in the third round, you might be able to get in the fourth. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
They're going to trade down, they're going to acquire more picks,
like
and they're going to have
Peters
more young players.
If Peters has a guy like ranked 38th or 40th and he's sitting there at 29, it feels like he can get that guy or something close by moving back 10 or 12 picks. He's going to be moving down that draft board.
All right, let's ban a few of these before we go to break. It's all about the Commanders, the NFL today. If you're not an NFL guy, just go ahead and tune out.
Hey, we got big, Joe B later in the show.
Who's not an NFL guy? Do you know any guys that aren't
kind of
NFL
the, that's
guys?
That's kind of the trick behind the statement, Cakes. 800-636-1067. What do you think? I love the move. He may not be perfect, but I love it. He might be perfect for this team. Let's go to Owen in D.C. Owen, what's up?
Going on, guys?
What's up, Owen?
Good morning. Love the show.
Good morning.
Thanks,
sir.
Man.
I'm fired up, man. I was shocked. I mean, the number one thing is no one ever knows what Peters is doing, which is just such a breath of fresh air compared to the last regime, obviously. And then, secondly, I mean, stud left tackles never get traded. And we have one now for JD for the foreseeable future. These guys can play well into their 30s, and he's in the middle of his prime. I think it's a no-brainer. And I think the Texans fans being all pissed about it is pretty telling as well. Stroud can't be happy right now.
Who can't?
Stroud, CJ.
CJ Stroud. I thought you said Drab.
Me too.
Yeah,
it sounded like that too.
Drab, yeah.
Too. Look, the Tunsil deal.
I think it's a great move.
The Tunsil deal.
Thanks,
I think
Owen.
You'll find. I think you'll find it harder to find critics in terms of the Commanders on the Tunsil deal. Although ESPN gave it a B- and had some numbers which show Tunsil not being
be
the best.
B-
the Kinlaw deal. The Kinlaw deal is a lot more questionable. Like, this is an article. And I don't know who this guy is, from AZ Sports, Evan Winter, but he points out, you know, the lack of sacks coming from Kinlaw, he has 9.5 career sacks. His salary now makes him 17th amongst defensive tackles. He hasn't been good against the run. Like, I think they're bringing him in because they're second to last in the NFL mm-hmm. against the run, and they're bringing in this big fatty, as I would say, this big boy that weighs, 325 pounds, but his PFF grade is not very good against the run. It's a 50.8.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
So we'll see. We'll see if it works out. Kinlaw is a little more questionable, but it's probably, this is a guy that Peters must have believed in when they drafted him.
But look, he's not a top of the market defensive tackle. Like, he's not in that tier. So you're not getting a perfect product by signing Kinlaw. You know that there are some issues there. You just have to hope that this coaching staff gets the best out of him, puts him in the best position to make an impact.
JP he said also, they say they have a position in, carved out for him. Remember when Ron was here in Buffalo Nickel?
Sure.
And so the unique guy that has skill set, Camp Curl was one of those mm-hmm. guys, unique skill set for that particular position. They think this guy's skill set fits that. You got to give them, until proven otherwise, the benefit of the doubt on this one. They know his character. They saw a production upgrade last year. He's younger than John. He's heavier than John. And he's cheaper than John.
Hey, if I was a reporter, though, I'd be nervous. Remember, he went after a reporter when he was in San Francisco.
He did have a spat with a reporter. I think it was back in 2022. There's a little back and forth there.
These guys aren't all choir boy team.
He went up to a reporter and said, "You talk ass about everybody on this team, bruh. Nobody F's with that. Nobody F's with you." Could you imagine if this guy's standing over you?
I know that JP's not going to call him a fatty to his face like he did three minutes ago.
I understand. I get with that sentiment. There's some local guys around here that used to trash us all the time, or I thought would subtly trash us. It made me insane. I get it.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls in the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines next at 800-636-1067. What is your take on the Laramie Tunsil trade? What do you think of Javon Kinlaw being signed to help the defensive line as the Commanders' big splash so far in free agency? We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067.